everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Night in, night out around the Ontario Hockey League, OHL Live has all the action on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll check in with a Midwest Division club that is off to a strong start this season. But first, this week's Cogeco OHL Player of the Week is Kitchener Rangers forward Carson Rakoff. He picked up 5 goals and 3 assists for 8 points in 2 games last week as the Rangers went 2-for-2 on the weekend. Rakoff, a second-round pick of the Seattle Kraken in the 2023 National Hockey League entry draft, came into this week 3rd in OHL point scorers and certainly helping the Rangers off to a strong start. Rakoff was the 17th overall choice in the 2021 OHL priority selection. And it is Kitchener where we stay, where we're joined by the radio voice of the Rangers, Mike Farwell, to get an update on the start of the season in Kitchener. Mike, let's talk about this year's edition of the Kitchener Rangers. I think a team going into this season, people weren't sure what to expect, but they've been off to a good start. Why?
Scoring. The team has found a way to fill the net, and they're filling the net by the bushel full. It's been very strange, though, because, as you said, not expected to be this way for a club that sent a lot of players on to the next level a season ago. But I think what we're seeing here, at least in the early going, is a bunch of these players that you might otherwise refer to as the lesser lights saying, okay, we have a real opportunity here now to show what we're made of, and we're going to take full advantage of that. And I would think that Adrian Misiljevic is probably chief among those players. 19 years old, should be expected to produce in the Ontario Hockey League at this age, but a guy who obviously showed some flashes in the past, had some speed, etc., some other elements to his game that you would have liked, but was buried behind veteran players with NHL contracts. Now those guys are gone, and guys like Misiljevic are saying, hey, this is our turn to step up and show something here in this league. And I would also add to it Carson Rakoff, who may be a little bit chafed that he didn't go in the first round of the NHL draft. When he came into the Ontario Hockey League as a first rounder, there was already buzz that this is a potential first rounder to the NHL. Instead, he goes in the second, and maybe he wants to come back to this league this year and dominate to show the Seattle Kraken that they got themselves a steal in the second round. So those would be a couple of the things I look at to say, okay, this is why the Rangers are off to the start that they're off to.
Most goals in the Ontario Hockey League, as you and I talk, going into this weekend's play. And did you sort of see even last year, were there some of those signs where the guys that were getting, you know, bottom 6 minutes were trying to push things? Or was it almost like the light bulb went off in the summer a little bit?
Yeah, I would think it would be the latter. And it was that summer transition with the guys that were expected to carry the mail. And I think we know how it goes in this league, Terry. When you've got that veteran team and you look back on last year with the Kitchener Rangers, despite the standings, it was a year that the team thought it could and should go forward. It loaded up with veteran talent. They had not just 6 NHL prospects on the team, but signed NHL prospects on the team last year. So those guys, the Arcuris and the Pinellis and the Jilkins, etc., the Roman Schmidts were expected to be the guys for the Kitchener Rangers last year. So I think one of the other parts that's helping this start for the hockey club this season is that it's a brand new beginning, quite frankly, in the city of Kitchener. The entire coaching staff gets turned over. You bring in a guy from Finland with great experience teaching players of this age at this level, and 2 brand new assistants. Everything is different. And it's almost like these coaches have come in and said, listen, I don't know what role you played last year. I don't know what was expected of you last year. Show me what you have this year.
You mentioned Jussi Joukas comes over from Finland, and we don't often see a European coach jump into the North American game, but obviously so far the returns are paying off.
Yeah, I look at Jussi Joukas, and I'm still trying to get to know him as well as the broadcaster with the team, because, again, you talk about that clean slate, even some assistants that were hanging around. You know, you think about Mike Van Ryn had been an assistant under Troy Smith, then Van Ryn becomes the head coach. Jay McKee was there, and then he transitions from assistant coach to head coach. Mike McKenzie as the general manager and stepping in. I mean, there was always these threads that wove together previous generations, if you will, in the front office or behind the bench with the Kitchener Rangers. So this is all brand new. And I look at Jussi Joukas so far as a guy that's here to coach hockey. He is your hockey coach. And his job is to get maximum production out of you and to help the team win hockey games. He's not the warmest and fuzziest guy you'll ever meet. And I think that still comes with getting to know one another. And maybe there's a bit of that language barrier, but he comes across to me as the guy that is here to coach the team to win hockey games. And that's pretty much it. He's very no nonsense. He's very matter of fact. He's very to the point. This is what I expect of you. Go out there and do it.
Makes sense from that standpoint. Obviously, with coaching, we talk about offense, but the defensive side of the puck. You've seen that with the Rangers from the goaltender on out. And one guy who jumps out for me is Matthew Andonofsky, who maybe isn't going to light up the score sheet as much, but not easy to play against, doesn't mind playing a physical game, doesn't mind being an annoyance. And I'm sure that's really helped on the back end.
So I'm going to show my bias here, Terry, and admit that Matt Andonofsky is one of my favorite stories of late. Similar to Arbor Jacki, not quite there yet, but Arbor Jacki was a guy that came to the Rangers as an unsigned free agent and worked his way onto the team in a more meaningful role as time went on. And I watched Matt Andonofsky. I'll tell you a quick story. We were up in Sault Ste. Marie during Andonofsky's rookie season. And he was in and out of the lineup, as you would expect for a depth defenseman at that point and a young kid. And we were finishing the game day skate, and Andonofsky went out and did a couple of little twirls on the ice. And I asked him as he came back to the bench if that was his three-star selection victory lap. And he said, no, that's my I'm sitting in the press box victory lap. He completely understood his role. And then as last season went on, he just developed into an unspectacular but steady defenseman, a guy that you could count on, and a guy that you saw getting more and more minutes and more faith put in him by the coaches. And I would say he earned that. So I was really hopeful come NHL draft time that a team would recognize that. Obviously, the Ottawa Senators did. And now Matt Andonofsky has come back with what looks to me like the same work ethic and the same attitude. He's got something to prove. He's got a job to do out there. And he's just going about the business of doing it. So a real, I think, good asset to have for that end of the bench for Kitchener Rangers.
That was Mike Farwell, the radio voice of the Kitchener Rangers. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The London Knights come into this week's rankings as the number 2 ranked club in the country, trailing just the Western Hockey League's Portland Winterhawks. The OHL also checks in at number 7 with the Saginaw Spirit. Mississauga Steelheads are at 9, and number 10 this week, the Ottawa 67s. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.